Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the skies over Israel are mostly clear, with a gentle breeze sweeping through major cities like Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. It's a pleasant evening for those enjoying the outdoors. In Haifa, the night promises to be mild, with temperatures dropping slightly but remaining comfortable. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Israel Hayom, earlier this hour, the ceasefire was violated as Hezbollah fired rockets at IDF forces. The IDF has acknowledged this after initially reporting a false alarm. The Air Force responded by attacking the launchers. Also, Ynet reports that a drone and rockets were launched from Lebanon earlier today, violating the ceasefire. The IDF intercepted the drone, and sirens sounded in northern communities. The military engaged terrorists who crossed the border. Also this hour, JNS recounts that an Israeli Memorial Day ceremony in New York City drew a full crowd earlier today. An Israeli reservist injured in Gaza spoke of deep emotions, highlighting the shared grief and longing. Separately, the Forward reports from 3 hours ago that flyers for an Israel fest at a New York high school were found in a urinal. The incident has led to calls for the school board president to resign in a predominantly Jewish suburb. And finally, from JTA, just in, the godfather of denim, Adriano Goldschmied, passed away on March 30. He was an Italian designer whose Jewish father was murdered at Auschwitz, and he significantly impacted the global fashion industry. Here's what people are saying online. Yi, Net News, a prominent news outlet, posted minutes ago that the European Union remains divided over suspending ties with Israel. Germany and Italy opposed the move, despite pressure from Spain and Ireland. Streetwise, a community voice on regional security highlighted a crucial document by Spencer Gard minutes ago, emphasizing the importance of confronting threats to ensure security. Joyce Karam, a journalist with extensive Middle East coverage, noted just now that Israel sees chances of a Trump-Iran deal as almost non-existent. The country is preparing for the next phase as the ceasefire nears expiration. Let's go deeper, starting with the ceasefire violations. Israel Hayom and Ynet both report that tensions flared in northern Israel as Hezbollah launched rockets and drones from Lebanon. This breach comes amidst a fragile ceasefire, with the IDF taking immediate action to neutralize threats. Such incidents underscore the volatility in the region and the ongoing challenges to maintaining peace. Turning to the emotional scene in New York, JNS detailed a moving ceremony where an Israeli reservist shared personal reflections. His remarks resonated with many, highlighting the universal pain of conflict and the enduring bonds within the Israeli diaspora. This event emphasizes the global reach of Memorial Day's impact on Israeli communities. Meanwhile, the incident at the New York High School, reported by The Forward, brings attention to rising tensions and the sensitivity surrounding Israel-related events in Jewish communities abroad. The call for the school board president's resignation reflects community expectations for accountability and respect. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Site Diagnostics, despite raising $124 million, is on the brink of closure. The company has laid off its final employees, facing significant operational challenges. Separately, Walla Business reveals Israel's massive debts through an interview with economic advisor Reem Aminach. He discussed the financial burden of ongoing military operations, highlighting the country's need to bridge gaps with further loans. And finally, Globe shares that AWS is extending its AI collaboration with Ichilov Hospital. This agreement will enhance medical data management by utilizing cloud technology, promising advancements in healthcare efficiency. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 10:00 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.